needs change. There is a time for everything and every season, for every activity under the heaven. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Big idea. God is such an intelligent creator, so much so that he intentionally designed fall, winter, spring, and summer to operate in such a way that they all work together in the cycle of life. In the spring, things begin to bloom. In the summer, everything starts to grow. The fall is a time for harvest. And in the winter, in most cases, the harvest may become stagnant. Yet and still, every season has a purpose. The same is true for the seasons of life. Many of us experience highs, lows, and both good and bad times. But worship should be the response despite the season. The Bible gives many examples of people worshiping God just because he is worthy in what was a tough season of their lives. For instance, although Job lost everything, he glorified God. Furthermore, through Paul and Silas's worship, it is evident that one's worship should be unconditional despite trials or situations. Bible characters worshiped in challenging seasons of their lives. Therefore, the same worship should be present in every season of your life. Let us pray. Lord, I trust that you are supreme and sovereign, and you are intentional in all that you do. The highs, lows, good and bad times, all serve a purpose in your plan and for your glory. Please show me how to fix my gaze on your glory and trust you with every season of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Though seasons change, we will proclaim. One thing remains, you forever stay the same. Though seasons change, we will proclaim. One thing remains, you forever stay the same.
Spring means a new day, showered in fresh grace.